CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Hi there, welcome to the Arts Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. This is Annie Roach, and in tonight's show, this is my love letter to music, inspired by Cameron Crowe, writer, director, producer of Almost Famous, a film he wrote, directed, and produced in 2000. Almost Famous was his love letter to music. When I was a young girl, maybe 10, 11, I started to write down song lyrics of songs that moved me and inspired me. I wanted to learn the lyrics, not only so I could know them and sing the lyrics, but I also wanted the lyrics to stay with me. Early on, I kept diaries and I was a writer. I think I always knew that I was a writer, and diaries were not only, a thing that young girls had with keys and locks and, you know, you wrote about your childhood crushes on boys, but they were also a daily ritual to write ideas and feelings down. And song lyrics, writing down song lyrics became a part of that ritual. Once I got to high school, music became even more important, but in a different way. It started to somehow define my life. And I also noticed that I seemed to fall in love with love songs. They would take on a life all their own. So here's one of those songs. This song was written by Henry Gross, and the song was a major single in my childhood, or in my grade 8 year. Off his 1973 album release, Henry Gross with Shannon. Have a listen.
Another day's at end. Mama says she's tired again. No one can even begin to tell her. I hardly know what to say. If Papa were here, I'm sure he'd tell her. Shannon is gone, I hope she's drifting out to sea. She always loved to swim away.
Shannon is gone.
Speaking of diaries, that same year that I was in grade 8 and fell in love with the song Shannon, I also saw the film Diary of a Teenage Alcoholic, a film starring Linda Blair. Playing the lead, Blair was an insecure teenager in high school, and it was actually while she was at a party that she discovered what alcohol could do for her confidence. While she was at that party, she sang a song. It was this film and this song that turned me on to the music that is Carole King. Of her 1971 album, Tapestry, here we have It's Too Late.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it. Oh, no, 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 no. It used to be so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't. No.
It's a long, long road.
And that was The Hollies with He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother, a ballad written by Bobby Scott and Bob Russell, another song that was one of my favorites in my early high school years, inspiring and heartfelt. Although it was originally recorded by Kelly Gordon in 1969, it was later in 1970 that the song became a worldwide hit for both The Hollies and Neil Diamond. Up next, I have a song from the Poppy Family, a Vancouver-based band in the 1970s. This song was written by Terry Jacks, who was the frontman for the band, and was sung by Susan Jacks, Terry's wife, who originally came from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. This song became a multimedia hit in Canada and eventually made its way to the United States, where it was number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 that June. Here it is now, the Poppy Family with Which Way You Goin', Billy.
Which way you goin', Billy? Which way you going, Billy? Can I go with you? I really love you, Billy, and all this time I thought you loved me.
Which Way You Going, Billy, was such a beautiful love song to me as a seven-year-old child. I think I probably knew it was a love song, but I sort of heard it more about what's your direction, which way you going, can I come too? And certainly as a seven-year-old, you wanted to be included. So I think that was more my take on it. Which brings me to the film Almost Famous. When the film first came out in the year 2000, I wasn't yet doing radio, so I wasn't thinking really about how radio had impacted my life. But because Cameron Crowe, the director, was being interviewed about the film and he was identifying it as his love letter to music, that I could identify with. When I think about me and my entry into radio while in grad school and looking at how music had impacted my life and how music and lyrics were an extension of my living story, I certainly thought of Cameron Crowe and all that he's written about music and how some of what he has to say was like a mirror for me. So which way you going, Billy? For sure. That song, like Cameron Crowe's films, was me looking at the radio, you know, which way is music going? Can I come too? When I took another look at this film, I started to see the film as a visual reflection of my radio tales, him telling his story and weaving music throughout as it reflected that portion of the film. At one point in the movie, his sister, played by Zoe Deschanel, she runs away from home. Well, she doesn't run away from home. She leaves home as an 18-year-old, takes off with her boyfriend, eventually becomes a stewardess. This next song tells the story of a young person setting out on their journey. Here we have Paul Simon with America.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies, and we walked off to look for America. I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw, and I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery, she read her magazines, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and I'm aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for. Thank you.
These prairie stars, they shine so bright, and here we are on this August night, and I'm feeling just fine. The smell of fire's burning in the air, my tiny fingers running through your hair, and why such a beautiful night.
And that tune was Manitoba-based Aboriginal singer Ali Fontaine with Runaway. Up next, I have another song from the film Almost Famous. This song was beautifully orchestrated in the film. All the bandmates, some of the band-aid, not groupies, were on the bus, as was Will, trying desperately to get his interview. Here it is now, off his 1971 album, Madman Across the Water. Here we have Elton John with Tiny Dancer.
Blue jean baby, L.A. lady, seamstress for the band.